2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 4:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have broken clouds, 36 degrees, KSL's top story. An unbelievable story. We start out at the West Valley In-N-Out Burger. The story starts with a horn honking, and it ends with a hatchet. Here's KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
The attack reportedly happened after a woman in a silver BMW cut in front of a truck in the drive-thru line. Charging documents state the driver of the pickup started flashing his lights at the woman in that BMW, but she ignored that. Shortly after, though, a man in a different truck approached the first one, and Damian Hallett reportedly popped out of that truck with a hatchet and smashed the passenger window.
Charging documents say Hallett told officers his girlfriend called from the BMW, claiming that someone was yelling at her in the drive-thru, which is why he went to the restaurant. So what is it with sharp objects and fast food? A man from Lehigh is now in jail because he thought his pizza wasn't fresh enough. Police say he refused to move out of the Little Caesars drive-thru line in Saratoga Springs until he got a refund for the old pizza. Store employees told him, come back the next day when a manager will be here to help you. The 32-year-old man was booked into Utah County Jail because he failed to disclose his identity and refused to cooperate with police. They also say the man had a machete between his driver's seat and car door. There's a new threat of political violence in California. A man is facing charges accused of planning multiple attacks because he was angry President Trump left office.
44-year-old Ian Rogers owns an auto repair shop in Napa County. In a just unsealed criminal complaint, Rogers is accused of possessing a large cache of weapons, operational bombs, bomb-making materials, and bomb-making books. And FBI agents claim he sent threatening text messages about blowing up Democrats, attacking Twitter headquarters, and war if former President Trump left office. After he was arrested on January 15th, his mom saying,
using him as an example.
Now Rogers is facing federal charges for the explosives. Alex Stone, EBC News.
The Department of Homeland Security has issued a national terrorism advisory. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, federal officials are warning of a heightened threat throughout the country. They say domestic extremists have been inspired by the attack at the U.S. Capitol 3 weeks ago. The government warns that extremists have targeted those with opposing views regarding issues such as COVID restrictions, the 2020 election results, immigration, and police use of force. A second Washington, D.C. police officer has died by suicide just 9 days after he responded to the violent breach at the U.S. Capitol. He is the third officer to have died as a direct result of the riot. Capitol Police Union released a statement today saying between Metro Police and Capitol Police, nearly 140 officers were injured that day. President Biden's newly sworn-in Secretary of State suggests the U.S. will rejoin the Iran nuclear deal.
We are a long ways from that point. Iran is out of compliance on a number of fronts.
Secretary Antony Blinken says Iran must take many steps for the U.S. to even consider rejoining the Iran treaty. Climate change topping President Biden's agenda today, the president signing a series of executive orders. This round includes a directive for the federal government to purchase electric zero-emissions vehicles, plus funding to train workers in from older fossil fuel industries to skills that work in greener business landscapes.
It's about jobs, good-paying union jobs. It's about workers, building our economy back better than before. It's a whole-of-government approach. Put climate change at the center of our domestic national security, and foreign policy.
He also issued executive orders to cut oil, gas, and coal emissions and to double energy production from offshore wind turbines. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
A vacant old Shopko in Spanish Fork is the newest COVID vaccination facility in Utah County. Health officials were able to transform the building with the help of Utah County Emergency Management and a team of dedicated workers. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik with the story.
Those individuals were tasked with removing shelving units, cleaning the floors, and replacing lighting in a matter of weeks. Not only does the 40,000-square-foot building come with plenty of space for social distancing, it also has 24 workspaces upstairs that are being used by clinical assistants.
For those eligible, COVID vaccination appointments can be made online at health.utahcounty.gov. Some pediatric nurses are sharing what working with adult COVID patients has been like since they turned their hospital wing into a COVID wing. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has the story.
With so many cases around the valley, Riverton Hospital's pediatric wing was turned into a COVID wing back in October.
We had extra beds, but there were no extra staff to go around. So that's a really scary situation to be in.
Brandy Stillman is an RN with Intermountain Healthcare. The hospital still has pediatric outpatient and emergency services. The nurses in Riverton say the adults are not just big kids, and treating COVID patients is hard to watch.
Patients are working to breathe, just working to get air in, get air out. And they're exhausted by doing so.
Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Donovan Mitchell is out for tonight's game against the Dallas Mavericks because of a possible concussion suffered last night against the Knicks. Mitchell woke up this morning with symptoms, the first inkling those flying elbows last night might have been more serious than first thought. It was Donovan's least productive night of the season. He mustered a mere 9 points. Get well, Spida. KSL News time, 4:35. Ricky, what's happening on the roads?
Well, for Summit County drivers, we do have a crash on Highway 40 near SR 248 in the Park City area. But Valley Freeway traffic is in really good shape this afternoon. No accidents and no real delays. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up, we have news about the Fresh Prince. My Minute is next, and this is Neil Young's interpretation of the Fresh Prince theme song. Here you go. We'll be right back.
This is a story all about how.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.